I drove home slowly through the town center, savoring the ride. Maybe it is only an error of hindsight, but it seems to me now that I knew what was coming. I knew this was the end of something, and it was a tiny pleasure to prolong the car ride, to be normal a while longer. At home, I continued to move in that deliberate way, up the stairs to my son's room. His iPod Touch was on the bureau, a sleek, glassy little slab that came alive in my hand. The iPod was password protected, but Jacob had surrendered the password to us as a condition of keeping the iPod. I entered the 4-digit password and opened the web browser. Jacob kept only a handful of obvious sites bookmarked: Facebook, Gmail, a few blogs he liked about technology and video games and music. There was no trace of a site called The Cutting Room. I had to do a Google search to find it. The Cutting Room was a message board, a place where visitors could post plain text messages for others to read. The site was filled with stories that were essentially what Derek had described. Extended sexual fantasies involving bondage and sadism, even mutilation, rape, murder. Some, a tiny fraction, seemed to have no sexual element. They described torture for its own sake, rather like the ultra-gory spatter horror movies that fill the theaters now. The site had no images or video, only text, and even that was unformatted. From the stripped-down browser on the iPod, it was impossible to tell which of these stories Jacob had read or how long he had spent on the site. But the page did show that Jacob was a member of this message board. His screen name, Job, was displayed at the top of the page. I presumed Job was a play on his first name or his initials, though Jacob's middle initial was not O, or maybe it was a sly reference to the trials he was enduring. I clicked on the username Job, and a link took me to a page where Job's favorite stories on the site were saved. A dozen stories were listed. At the top of the list was a story called A Walk in the Woods. It was dated April 19th, over 3 months earlier. The fields for the author and uploader both were blank. It began, "Jason Fears took a knife into the woods that morning because he figured he might need it. He kept the knife in his sweatshirt pocket, and as he walked, he curled his fingers around the grip, and the knife in his fist sent a surge up his arm and through his shoulder and into his brain, and lit up his solar plexus like a firework going off in the sky."